bright future. Well, dear listeners, as of today, you will listen to a series of programs in 11 episodes on the Islamic Revolution. This short radio program will focus on the future of the Islamic Revolution and the horizon and prospects ahead. Stay with us. The Islamic Revolution of Iran is entering its 41st anniversary of its splendid victory. It was a revolution rooted in the will and the determination of the people. This revolution was formed on the basis of beliefs and ideals of a nation who didn't tolerate silence against tyranny and oppression and did its best to get rid of injustice. But what organized and mobilized the people from all walks of life was a divine message in Ayah 11 of Surah Ra'd, of the noble Holy Quran, which reads, "Indeed, God does not change the fate of a people until they change themselves." This ayah could be seen on placards here and there as the belief of the revolutionary masses and their leaders. Thus, the people entered the scene but changing their fate for good and staged a unique movement. They had firm belief in God's promise, and although the weak and downtrodden of the earth are under the oppression of tyrants, the divine will has ordained that they would experience the sweet taste of victory, of right over wrong, and finally, the Almighty will grant them leadership and they will be the inheritors. This has been clearly stated in Ayah 5 of Surah Qasas. This ayah was revealed 11 years after the Hijrah, or the migration of the Holy Prophet from Mecca to Medina. It was a period when Muslims had already passed by the tortures of the polytheist of Mecca and two of the main supporters of the Holy Prophet, namely his uncle Hamza, peace be upon him, and his wife Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, had passed away. Moreover, the Holy Prophet's propagation trip to Ta'if was also not successful and Muslims were apparently in weak condition. Yet the Almighty relates the story of the Pharaoh and Prophet Moses to turn their weakness and desperation into hope, to know that after every hardship, there is an ease and God's will no doubt will overcome all wills. Dear listeners, there are many ayahs in the Holy Quran which imply that the combatants might sacrifice and spend in the way of God, but the ultimate victory is with them. They should only have faith in the divine promises and resist strongly against oppressors and falsehood. Today, the Islamic world is witness to a very bright horizon ahead of it. Thank God, the Islamic Republic of Iran is going from strength to strength, and without a doubt, has turned into the most powerful player in the region and a seriously influential factor in global equations. The oppressors of the world, led by the great Satan, the United States, have already sensed the danger of awakening Muslim masses and even non-Muslim masses. This evidently shows the divine promise and the oppressed and the downtrodden of the world will indeed inherit the earth. A bright future awaits.